It's good for Africa. It's good for the United States. It's good for a number of reasons. One, it signals the U.S. commitment to deepening its commercial engagement in Africa. Two, the U.S. has used the African Growth and Opportunity Act as a tool to stimulate economic development through trade in Africa. And three, it helps integrate Africa more fully into the global economy.
And how does it do all of those things?
It reduced to zero the tariffs on some 6,400 products being exported from Africa to the United States. Nobody pays any tariffs on your goods coming in. So by definition, it makes your goods more cost competitive.
You said there are 6,400 products on this AGOA list.
Yes.
What are some of the more popular ones that are imported into the U.S. That are on this list?
The vast majority of dollar value of AGOA products that have come into the U.S. has been energy related, specifically oil.
Why oil then? I mean, that seems to not be the purpose of AGOA.
Oil comes into the U.S. under the generalized system of preferences. More importantly, the textile and apparel products that come from Africa into the United States. These are like pants, t-shirts that come from Lesotho and Swaziland and South Africa and Kenya, Mauritius. These are the products that have created about 300,000 new jobs in Africa that are really stimulating the economic development on the continent.
And isn't one of the things that they decided, I mean, detail this time around, too, was that it didn't matter if the cloth itself was coming from a place like China, if the clothing was put together in Lesotho, then it still qualified for AGOA, because that had been unclear before?
That's correct. So what happened, the extension of the third country fabric provision of AGOA, which says that any fabric produced in India or Bangladesh or China can be made into apparel in Lesotho or Swaziland or South Africa and exported to the U.S. as a finished product and still qualify for duty-free access.
Do you think this is going to entice textile makers, the massive ones, to put up factories in more African countries because they could possibly save money?
Yes, it will. That's the whole point of it. And we've already seen that happening. And the third country fabric provision has been extended for 3 years to 2016. That is a good period of certainty for an apparel producer to set up a factory in Africa to take advantage of the provision.
And what are the possible drawbacks?
The real challenge for AGOA is to diversify the volume of products coming into the U.S. Because of those 6,400 products that I mentioned, only about 300 tariff lines are being used. Really, only about maybe 10 countries are taking advantage of the non-energy aspects of AGOA.